Mr. Biden rolled out a new campaign tagline, Build Back Better. That sort of goes right at Mr. Trump's campaign.
Yeah, it's really, it doesn't exactly flow off the tongue, does it?
No.
The purpose of this is pretty critical. You know, the vice president is way up in a lot of the polls. He's focused on these battleground states that Trump wrested, he hopes, temporarily from the Democrats in 2016. But the one issue where Biden either trails or only leads slightly is on the economy, even with the tailspin attributed to COVID. And he's got a lot of vulnerabilities, particularly in the Rust Belt. He supported NAFTA, which is now sort of an anathema in various parts of the country. And he supported the Pacific Trade Deal, TPP, that President Obama pushed hard for. So his advantage in the polls essentially gives him an opportunity to shore up what could be a weakness for him in 2020.
When you look at what he unveiled today, Glenn, is this a vast departure from his economic policies of years past?
Not at all. You know, Joe Biden is the guy who something I've written fairly extensively about, was the principal salesman and watchdog for the stimulus plan that was approximately $800 billion that was passed in the wake of the economic collapse in 2008 and 2009. And infrastructure is something that he's been hammering away at. What's interesting about this is it is less targeted towards concrete programs, which is something that Biden has pushed for in the past, and much more political. This is, I believe, $300 or $400 billion of this is targeted towards verifiable spending on American-made products. That is not something necessarily that Biden has emphasized in the past, and I think it shows the extent to which he is trying to co-opt President Trump's kind of Buy American slogan that he had in 2016.
Glenn, Mr. Biden is still having some trouble getting the enthusiasm of progressives. This nationalistic theme, is that going to hurt him on that front anymore?
I don't think so. You know, at this point in time, you know, Biden has, over the past, I'd say, 2 months, essentially run has kind of Joe locked in the basement kind of campaign. As President Trump has stumbled, there has been this sense that, as Napoleon said, you don't interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. But now he has to sort of stick his head out and show people that he stands for something a little bit more than just anti-Trump. At the moment, from the polling that we're seeing an upwards of 90-91% of Democrats supporting him. A lot of the issues that people were worried about when the primaries were dragging on and the Bernie Sanders fight was raging, I wouldn't say they have dissipated, but there's a lot less anxiety. That said, we saw today at the same time a rollout of a joint progressive platform between Biden and Sanders, which is intended to shore that up. And in terms of enthusiasm, I guess we're just going to have to see. As we know from 2016, a lot of this stuff was decided in the last 2 to 3 weeks.